Hey, 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 it's Carlos Cavallo. Welcome back. We are fast approaching the 100th podcast. I just want to let you know that up front, just so you can, go through my backlog of incredibly wise advice, my sage tips and tactics to make your love life whatever you want it to be. Today, we're going to talk about 7 sex tips, how to please your man. These are things that men wish women knew about sex. Now, you got to understand, love, acceptance, respect, to be desired, emotional security, passion, these are all things that you probably want in your relationship, right? Right? And passion is often most desired in the bedroom, most of all. It's unfortunate, but so many couples turn sex into a battleground for getting their needs met within the relationship. If you want to create a happy, loving relationship, you'll have to let go of any unhealthy overlap of your grievances and your grudges when it comes to the bedroom. If you're having issues outside the bedroom, get them worked on, as you should, right? But don't let them stop you from connecting with him in bed. Now, I want to show you 7 tips for how to make your man happy. These are some things that most men want you to know about sex, but might never tell you. But before we get started, let me enlighten you a little bit about men. There are a couple rules you need to know about. Rule number 1 is you got to keep sex free of drama and all the emotional game playing. Oh yeah, I know. I can hear it. I can hear it. Every week I get a new voice in the crowd crying out. I can hear you crying out, Carlos, I would never play games with a man I love. Well, the truth is that we all have fallen prey to this temptation, okay? We all play games on some level too, whether we realize it or not. I only encourage you to watch out for any and all ways in which you may be subtly manipulating his behavior. Okay, there, I said it. Remember, the games are anything we do in a relationship. Anything we do in a relationship to influence the other person's behavior without directly asking for what we want or need. Okay? Rule number 2 is know the hidden truth about men. Now, if there's one thing I can teach you here today, it's this. Hidden truth. Men are not afraid of intimacy. We fear being rejected in intimacy. Okay, let me say that again. We're not afraid of being intimate with you. What we're afraid of is having our intimacy rejected. Now, this is a subtle yet critical distinction. What many women interpret as being commitment phobia or fears of intimacy with men are not what they seem. I haven't met a man alive who wouldn't want to connect in a deep and meaningful way with a woman. Yet most women don't realize that since men don't have as sophisticated relationship skills in many ways, this means that he has to be extra careful. So if you're quick to label his behavior as a fear of intimacy, well, you're going to miss the fact that he's desperate to connect with you, but he's also going to wait and watch your behavior like a hawk. The second you start to change or your behavior starts to be more about locking him down as a mate than it is actually understanding him and his emotional needs, well, he's going to start pulling away and he's going to retreat. He knows he's vulnerable. He's going to be on his guard for what may seem like an eternity. And this is something you can watch out for and help him through with your loving attention and patience in the bedroom. Let me share with you 7 ways you can please a man in bed. These are the things he wants you to know about him. The more you show him that you understand, the more he will open himself up to the intimacy that you both crave. Please him in the bedroom. Tip number 1, have fun. First, men are conditioned to believe that women only want sex as an expression of love, and of course, we never want it to be an expression of anything negative, right? But sometimes, you know what? Getting the wild monkey on is all we really want. Sometimes it's all you really want, and that's a-okay. You may have to educate your man that you don't always have to have a lovemaking session. Sometimes you just want hair pulling, butt smacking, fun in the sack. Yep. I just said that. That's all you want. That's fine. This frees him up to just enjoy himself and have fun with you. Which, by the way, if you've been keeping up on my essential rules of relationships, is probably the most important signal a man needs to see to fall for you. He's got to see that you can have fun with him. What he really wants in the bedroom, tip number 2, remove all criticism. Criticism is the deadly poison of our relationships. It's slow acting, but it almost always ensures that our relationship will not live. One day, it will end. And the worst part is that it's not always obvious on the surface. For a man to give to you lovingly in a relationship, he can't think for one moment that you would correct or criticize him in bed. You see, fears and insecurity in relationships takes a woman out of her most resourceful state. In order to keep up the feeling of safety, women will often do things that run counter to the result she seeks. For example, in order for her to feel like her relationship is stable and solid, a woman may try to keep her man close to her. You can't blame her for that, right? But sometimes that closeness starts to encroach on his feelings of freedom, as it does when she starts to check in on him or criticize him for going out with his friends instead of staying home with her. So when I tell you to remove the criticism, I'm really speaking to any negative emotional state that makes you act from fear and insecurity. And yes, I know this is not an easy thing for anybody to do. The search for a person that we can create a lifelong romance and partnership with is also a search for the best part of ourselves. By embarking on this quest, we make an implied commitment to work on ourselves along the way. Because ultimately, we're only going to attract the person in our lives that we have the self-esteem to keep. Satisfy him in bed. Tip number 3, touch him right. There are some similarities between the erogenous zones of a woman's body and a man's body, but there are some places you might not know about. Here are a few areas of his body for you to pay particular attention to. The outside of his lower lip. Most women are unaware of the sensitivity of this zone on a man. It's exceptionally sensitive, to the point of being almost ticklish. Start out with some gentle lip-to-lip friction, and then, you know, work your way up. Suck his lip into your mouth. Use the tip of your tongue to stimulate this area. I guarantee you'll be happy with the results. Tease the neck. Just below a man's Adam's apple is where his thyroid is waiting for some attention. This zone of a man's neck, from the hollow of his throat all the way up to the middle of his neck, is a great place for you to tease with your fingertips or the tip of your tongue. Play the perineum. This is often called the taint, that patch of skin between his testicles and his anus, and it's a mystical zone of joy. It's been linked to the sacral chakra and the kundalini energy in most of those spiritual texts that you might have dabbled or read. You only need to know that stimulating this area will knock him into stupefying pleasure. You'll need to be at least comfortable with each other, though, before you venture into this zone, as it's a very personal area on a man's body. He also has to know that you're not going to go up the old dirt road without his permission. So while in the throes of love, or if you're just going down for some fun, just use a knuckle or a fingertip to apply a little pressure in that zone. He'll be glad you did. Hand job. Use your fingertips to trace tiny circles in the center of his palm. Where did you think I was going to say? Then just widen those circles out to the edges of his hand and then do it all over again. That part of our body, the palm of our hand, is very sensitive. And it'll create a nice ticklish tease that gets his whole body tingling and excited. All right, make him want you and to desire you. Tip number 4, you got to know how to present your oral report. Yeah, we know by now that the male member is the focal point of a man's life, and it's no secret that men love it when a woman gives him a little lip service, down there. But do you know why this is so important to him besides the way it feels? Men equate your willingness to give him head as the amount of acceptance that you have for him. Also, did you know that there is virtually an infinite number of things you can do down there that will bring him joy? One is how you use the variety of movements you can accomplish with your lips and tongue on his equipment. The more into the act you are, the more you must find him virile, masculine, and desirable as a man. Not unlike the way you want to know that he finds you irresistible. Here are a few quick tips that'll put him over the top. Flick the frenulum. The frenulum is the area of his member that is below the head and on the underside of his shaft. It's the male equivalent, basically, of the clitoris. And it's worth finding because the amount of friction you give him here will blow his mind. It's probably the most sensitive zone in his entire body. Just be sure to back off every so often to let him recover, same way he has to do it for you, and then recommence the lingual assault. Extra saliva. Oh yeah. While not being a bad addition to the situation, this can also be your best friend. Don't be afraid to let things get a little wet and wild if you're supplementing your oral work with some hand play. Guys like that addition to the friction. What men want in bed. Tip number 6, use your illusion. Fantasies play a big part in sex for guys. We have our own private ones that we created way back when our voice and some other parts of our body dropped. These mental movies that he's been carrying around his whole life will do all the heavy lifting for you if you choose to dig in and use them for your own benefit. use his fantasies, use those things he's thought up over the years that just turn him on. There's a whole treasure trove of ready-made satisfaction in there that will make you his queen. Just ask him, what's been on his mind lately when it comes to the nasty and what his most common fantasies are? Little note here, little warning. If you're the kind of girl who can't handle hearing about a man's inner fantasies, particularly the guy you're dating, meaning that you're likely to get jealous, just skip this one for now. I had to know that my wife was okay with my Tandy Newton fantasies before sharing my thoughts from that first season of Westworld. Okay, what men want in bed? Tip number 7 is start your own engine. A guy wants to think that he is so sexy that you can't control yourself around him. That you literally see him and you just have to have him. You're sexually turned on just at the sight of him. Now, if you can work up your nerve to start revving up your own engine, in other words, masturbate in front of him, you're going to be amazed at how responsive and attentive he will be. Trust me, he'll drop whatever he's doing for that. You can dip into your own fantasy pool for this one, you know, get yourself going. And no, it's not cheating to think about some other guy out there. I'll have to tell you that he's probably let a few other ladies flit across his mind from time to time. Enough said. When a guy sees that a woman is in control of her own pleasure and she's got the courage to put it out there in front of him, he's going to rise faster than boiling milk. Don't be afraid to get started without him. Trust me, he'll join you ASAP. The most important helping tip I can give you is to go back to number 1. Do you remember number 1? Oh yeah, that's the big one. It is keep sex free of drama and all emotional games. In other words, keep things fun. If sex gets too weird or too serious, you're going to lose one of the most valuable connections in your relationship, and that's your sexual relationship. These 7 ways I just gave you will definitely put you on the right path to being even more irresistible to your man. But if you're interested in taking it a notch up and further, and you want to raise that attraction to the white hot levels, well, go on over and check out this little video I made. It's a little quick presentation where I not only tell you about how to get him to see you as the sexy goddess you are, I've got the inside track to the secrets of the male mind. That's right. You can know what's going on in that ticker of his. Pay attention to this, because when you know a man, when you know men, that makes him feel safe. And when a man feels safe, he will open up to you and let his emotions flow. When he knows you understand him like no other woman does, he will never want to leave your side. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. That's datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. That's IRRESISTIBLE, irresistible. Which is you, m'lady, and please come back to learn more of these secrets of being irresistible and unlocking his heart. You want those secrets to get in there, don't you? Sure you do. Wouldn't it be great if you could just log into his heart, his mind, and his soul? That's what I'm here for. That's what I bring you every week. That's me. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. Go check out that free video. Trust me, it's something you gotta learn. And I'll be back again next time with another Dating Advice Guru podcast. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.